What does a party mean to you? Good times with friends? Loud music and exotic dancers in cages? Little people in cupid wings swinging from the ceilings? Whatever a party is to you, we know how to make it better. By popping motherfucking bottles. And Corolla Drinks has got you covered. We're proud to introduce to the world the bubbly nectar that is sparkling brosé. We captured the stone and tropical fruits from our original brosé and added a little more party. Pop a bottle at brunch, on game day, at a brisk, or in the club. We promise, wherever you are, just got better. Hurry, this limited first run will run out to get your first bottle of sparkling brosé for only $25. Head CorollaDrinks.com and let the party begin.
Today we'll talk a little bit about leadership and how leading by just reacting to other leaders is maybe not the best leadership after all. Talk about an interview I do with a guy named Clifton Duncan, a very interesting kid. He's got some interesting observations about how the pandemic went down. And I've been paying attention to Twitter a bit lately, and I'm going to share some of that with you. But first, there's Geico.
Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
I don't remember anything about that game. First of all, I was so pissed, but I was so drunk, too.
What's up, heroes? I'm Brendan Fitzgibbons.
And I'm Sophie Santos.
And we're the co-hosts of the new comedy sports podcast, Hammered Heroes.
On Hammered Heroes, we celebrate the best performances by professional athletes while they were hammered, on drugs, or horribly hungover.
Myself, Santana, and Sean, prior to the game, we would take a little shot.
Each week, we'll discuss a game or incident that focuses on an athlete's mind-blowing performance despite being extremely hammered.
Doc Ellis working on a no-hitter.
It was easier to pitch with the LSD. That's the way I was dealing with the fear of failure.
Think of it as drunk history meets 30 for 30 meets Jackass.
We're going to have the best comedians, sports personalities, and even the hammered heroes themselves.
And then we're even going to try and recreate some of these legendary performances.
Will we always be drunk?
No. Yes.
It's Hammered Heroes.
Available wherever you get your podcasts.
So the record was 73.
73 beers and a cross-country flight.
Yeah.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a church, get on a mandate. Get it on. Dr. Drew is board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
Yeah, buddy.
What's going on?
Thinking about a lot of things lately. One of the things, you know, I've been paying more attention to Twitter, I would say. I've been trying to engage more with it, which is a very dangerous thing to do and probably stupid. But somebody tweeted something. He said, when will Adam and Drew talk about the following? And I thought, all right, let me give it some thought. But he goes, the Trump derangement syndrome started long before with the Obama derangement syndrome. And I thought, oh, that is interesting. I knew people that had Obama derangement. There was kind of an Obama derangement syndrome. And in an interesting way, Trump was sort of a response to that in a weird way. You know what I mean? Even not the derangement, but just sort
look,
of the
– first off, you can always do whataboutism. And there's always examples of everything. Mm. You know, I'm sure Sean Hannity hated Obama, you know. But in terms of the general public – now look, you can't go down the road, as I say all the time, of when somebody says, we need to keep these families intact so these kids can get a problem. I know a single mom. You can't do that. You can't argue that way. You have to sort of argue in a percentage because there's examples of everything.
Okay.
Everyone could say, you could say.
You could take anything back to anything. Like you could,
I can say to you this.
Yeah,
I disagreed with most of Obama's policies. I thought there were shit policies, and then they were. And I disagreed with him mightily when he would say, you know, you think you built that business yourself? You didn't build that business yourself. Who put the road there? Who built the school? I fucking hate that kind of talk. It's socialist talk. It's socialist talk. He spat out a lot of retarded rhetoric. You know, when somebody said to him, hey, listen, you lower the corporate tax rate, you get more tax revenue. That's how it works. Yeah. And he said, I don't care. I want to do what's fair.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I don't want a guy
didn't
like
you
that.
You just hear that from a from.
Yes, I don't want that person leading the country.
Yeah.
But I always thought he was articulate and smooth and understood the attraction and understood. Look, I understood why Hollywood loved Obama, because Obama, it was all style. Mm. And that's what they respond to, the yeah. exact opposite of Trump. Trump no. had some strong policies and zero style.
Yeah.
Obama had bad policies and all style, and I get it. I always thought the guy was smart. I always thought he was super charismatic. Mm. I looked at Obama the same way I looked at Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And that's how most people look at those guys. Now, anyone can go, oh, no, my neighbor hated that guy. Like, my neighbor. Yeah, I'm sure they. But by and large, other than, you know, the Fox devotees you'd see or the people you'd see showing up on Hannity, I didn't see a lot of people who had the Obama derangement syndrome. Now, here's the deal. Derangement syndrome means you're unfairly judging this person.
Excessive reaction, and
maybe unfairly
yeah.
as well. Most of what I heard with Obama is people didn't like his policies. They didn't say much about him.
Correct. But some of those policies would spin off into fantasies. I had family and friends that would send me all kinds of and look what he's really up to, and this is what he intends. And,
it
you know,
existed.
I did see an Obama derangement. I saw it. It was not common.
No,
but I did
well,
see.
Well,
it.
Of course.
Yeah,
Everything's a thing.
Yeah.
The question is, there's no such thing as having a president without having a group of people who oppose them in a way over the top manner.
Yeah, so that's true.
That's impossible. The question is it 50% of the country or is it 4% of the country? That's what I'm talking about. Everything is numbers. Everything is volume.
Back to derangement. I interviewed an actor, a young man named Clifton Duncan. He was canceled, and I saw him in a YouTube video or something. I thought I listened to him for 90 seconds, and I thought, I got to talk to this kid.
Mm-hmm.
He just seems so articulate and thoughtful and really just in command of his life and his thinking. And he told me his whole story about how, you know, he started and he doesn't watch TV, and so he was mining the internet for information about the virus when it started. He caught wind of it, and he was looking at Chinese scientists' publications and things, and it scared him. And he started wearing a mask, and he started gloving and, you know, washing things down as things were unclear what was going on before anybody really had an inkling what was going on. And he watched all the outlets making light of, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Chinatown going, visit Chinatown, come on. You know, all these things that were being
said. People forget at the beginning, she's standing in a crowded street going, come on down, don't let it slow down the Chinese New Year. You know,
massive denial about how you should just not pay any attention to this, and everything is Trump's overreaction, and he's shutting down travel to China, not necessarily this kind of stuff. And he was thinking, this kid was thinking, I think there's something to this. And then he told me, he goes, I remember one day he started watching the press conferences, and he was, you know, sort of pleased that things, you know, Fauci was up there and Birx was up there, and people were doing things, and they were talking about slowing it down and, you know, what can be done. And then he said one day Trump brought up the term hydroxychloroquine. And he said when that happened, just that word somehow getting up there and going, yeah, I've heard about this thing hydroxychloroquine. Some people think it might work. I don't know. I'm hopeful. You know, that's literally what he said. This gigantic – he said he watched the whole – this whole group in the country run to the other side of the boat. We have to lock everything down.
Mm-hmm.
We have to close schools. We have to bring in the you know, the mass death boats and hospitals in New York City, turn the Javits Center into a hospital. Just the exact opposite of whatever Trump was saying at that point just kicked in. He said that day. He goes, that was the day. And I thought, isn't it interesting that a word, a name of a medication they had never heard of, who suddenly gave them such strong opinions about not just the medication, but the virus itself.
But also, imagine governing by doing the opposite of whatever the guy you hated said.
I think that's what we went into.
No, that's 100%.
It's really wild.
He said open the schools. They said close the schools.
Yeah.
He said open society. He said close society. He said build a wall. They said take a wall down. It doesn't do anything. I was thinking to myself as I was driving in, just from a purely hypothetical sort of emotional standpoint, if Canada just started building a border wall, would you have feelings about it? I personally would have no feelings about
Correct.
It. Correct. Does anyone here – would anyone here have feelings?
No.
Like I would feel like they would build a border wall and then they would have like checkpoints and I guess they're a sovereign nation and they want to check people coming in and out. Like Gary, Emmy, would you have any feelings about Canada building a wall?
No.
And then –
there's already a virtual wall. There's a giant like cut in that forest and they monitor it with cameras.
Right. But –
but no, like
but then
if I want
why,
to go to Canada, I'm going to get checked anyway. So.
But what is
exactly.
what is different about our southern border? Like why all the feelings? Like I didn't even know if your average Mexican would have has a feeling.
When that was happening, I said the same thing. I said, have you ever gone up to Canada with a work permit? I did that once to film a movie. They will fucking shake you down. They treat you like crap.
Of course.
And there is a giant border there. There's a wall. You go to Mexico, there are guys standing with machine guns on the Mexican side. Yeah. And by the way, how far on either side does that extend? You know, why is it okay right there where the roads are, but you can't extend it in either direction?
I don't know.
It's like, what is that? What's the logic?
I don't know why it evokes such whatever, but okay.
But the Mexican carbonara is down there.
You cannot be successful. You can't be a successful football coach if you say it's 4th and 9. What would my predecessor have done? Well, he would have punted. Well, fuck that. We're going for it.
Yeah. Right.
Well, okay. How many games are you going to win?
Right.
Sometimes you should just punt. You just punt on 4th and 9. I know the guy you hated punted on 4th and 9, but it's 4th and 9.
Yeah.
It's time to punt. Mm. I know you hate Trump, but maybe a stout border is a good thing. Or maybe lowered
stout.
Corporate taxes.
Stout.
Border. Stout.
Maybe sold it as stout.
Maybe lowered corporate taxes are a good thing. Or maybe school choice is a good thing.
We're in a zone where the actual –
But how could your – the reason his approval rating is 37% is because he said, I'm going to do the opposite of what the last head coach did. And now the fans are up in the stands and they're watching their guys go for it on 4th and 9 in the middle of the second quarter. And they should be punting.
Yes. Yes.
That's what's happening to him. He doesn't understand it. You can't just say that you can't just do the opposite of whatever the old coach did.
But we live in a time, it seems to me, where the play calling, the actual operation, the policies.
Well, maybe he's not calling. He's got the headphones off. He's listening to Kenny G in those headphones.
But I'm just saying that that doesn't seem to be as important to people as the feeling and the ideology and the – you know what I mean? That's so weird that the actual
– It's true, but his approval rating being an all-time low is something.
Is it staying down? I thought it went up with this latest stuff.
It's still well – below the Mason-Dixon line. Gary and you guys, Mike August sent me something I hope would go viral, but I don't know if it did. The Barbara Ferrer, Adolf Hitler thing.
Oh, it was so
–
did I send it to you?
No, Mike
August
did. It was
fantastic.
Oh, good.
It was the best thing ever. I didn't know what to do with it.
Gary, did you guys see that one?
I have not.
Oh, you got to find it.
Oh, but you have to be able to read the subtitles to make it work.
Well, you're
going
to have to read it out
loud. Okay. All right. We're going to do it?
Well, you're going to
do it. I'll do it.
Better get on your game.
I'm going to try. I'll put it on my game face here. Here we go.
It is to set the table. Look, the thing about comedy is there's a certain je ne sais quoi. It's a certain kind of a flair.
Yeah.
It's not a certain je ne sais quoi. It's unexplainable. It's like here's what you don't know. As a comedian, you go, I have a feeling this would be funny.
Yeah.
But many times you execute it, you sort of look at it, and everyone kind of goes, eh.
This is what we were talking about last week with the Man Show stuff.
Right.
It's the same thing. Sometimes the setup is just so good. And sometimes you think it's good, but execute it not quite as
well,
good.
Well, no. This is a little bit different in that you loved Mascul Out.
I loved it.
All right.
You could have fucked that up.
No.
You knocked it all out of the park.
Quiet.
Go ahead. Yes, yes.
Mascul Out was a great premise.
Yes.
We then, because we were who we are or were, executed it perfectly.
Perfectly.
And that is going to make for a very high batting average and a funny thing.
Yeah.
There are other things in comedy. That's not that. That is a great idea and then skilled. Skilled from the art department who makes the actual container, skilled from the casting who casts the right mom and the right son, skilled from the writers, skilled from the director. That's just a bunch of experience executing.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about is when people say, have you ever tried one of these? You know, they'll go, you take a take the Lay's truffle chip and dip it in the Skippy smooth peanut butter, you know? And you go, oh, that sounds interesting. Oh, it's great. You do it and you taste it and you go, eh. It didn't work. It's like it works or it doesn't work. Yeah. That's kind of how food comes together that way, where they go, just put a little dollop of the habanero sauce on the end of the piece of watermelon or something. You go, how's that? So there's a, it worked?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then there's a, we've all been to the restaurant that's been a little too
too fusiony.
Yeah. Anyone?
We're taking Armenian and Japanese.
It's like
Mexican, but all in one.
I just wanted the steak. I didn't want the mint sauce on it. Like you kind of like so that works or it doesn't work.
Yeah.
This is one of those comedy bits where you have this idea and it's going to be funny, but it doesn't always work out.
Yes,
this one did.
Not only that, but the – so what we're looking – we're going to watch –
Why don't I shout the guy out because he's a former ACS guest. His name is Ross Novy. He was on our show back in February of 21.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He's like an L.A.-based, you know, film producer guy. He's very interesting. But,
well,
he
took a bit of footage from – what was the – it's a German what is it? A dramatic piece about Hitler, essentially.
Hitler's in his bunker and he has his henchmen around him and – so it looks, I mean,
Berlin's going down.
That's what it looks like.
What's it called?
Downfall.
He's getting some bad news.
Yeah, he's getting bad news. He doesn't like it. And he's got the people around him that he relies upon that he is dressing down. And Mr. Novy is his name? Novy?
Correct.
Put subtitles to the German speaking, to the the German copy. And that's what he executed brilliantly.
Yes.
I mean, what he put in the subtitles is what's funny. So I'm going to read you the subtitles. Adam, maybe you do a little bit of the play-by-play of what we're watching, and I'll read the subtitles. How about that?
All right.
All right. And the setup is L.A. County Public Health Department, August 2022.
Es ist dem Feind gelungen, die Front in breiter Formation zu durchbrechen.
We're in the bunker.
Im Süden hat der Gegner Zossen genommen.
Sea lions, bats, a few dogs, maybe a hamster.
Der Feind operiert jetzt am
nördlichen If we get some positive cases, maybe we call for masks again or mandates. This is the subtitle. But cases are falling without any of our measures.
That's Hitler.
This is not but Dr. Ferrer.
Steiner.
The data.
Steiner konnte nicht genügend Kräfte für einen
The data suggests nothing we've done made a difference. We have the same age-adjusted COVID death as Florida. Hitler's thinking. He seems upset. He's shaking. And mind you, Hitler is Dr. Ferrer.
I'll do the commentary.
Okay.
That's all right.
Everyone get out except Gavin Newsom, Sheila Kuehl, Cecily Martin Cruz, Meyer Cruz.
So I know sending the henchmen out, just leaving
Sheila Kuehl and Newsom.
City Council behind in the governor. And they're all going to wait in the hall and listen.
Hitler news. Where is our $5 billion budget going? Testing rabbits and skunks? We were the model for the country. We shut down harder than anybody. We filled in skate parks and arrested paddleboarders. We closed beaches during the summer. We shut down schools and businesses. Do you know how hard it is to shut down Disneyland? They got Galaxy Edge now. The vaccines wane after months. We didn't know they would do that. But what about the mask? You told me cloth mask stops virus. Barbara, the CDC told us it worked. I was wearing gloves and washing Fruit Loops. Like an idiot. Mayor Cruz, you said there's no such thing as learning loss. So we shut down schools. Now 50,000 kids don't show up. Schools were open safely all over the world for months and months, but we were closed. For nothing. And then the Rams make the Super Bowl, and I can't even enjoy the game because that idiot Garcetti says he held his breath. So now I can't go to the game and take off my mask and have a beer without being called a hypocrite. Matthew Stafford was such a good pickup. What about me? I spent over 2 years now trying to terrify Los Angelinos so they will listen. But now you are telling me that focused protection of the most at risk would have been a better result? Why can't people just trust us? We are public health authorities. We should have turned Twitter comments off months ago. They think mandates are bad. You should see what they do in China. Now that's a lockdown. Then in California, no one will get in trouble.
The mothers comforting each other.
Dr. Fauci will protect me. I've done everything he's asked. I brought his bobblehead. The pandemic is over.
Worried soldiers.
Drop all the restrictions and allow the citizens to decide their own risk tolerance. Let's see how they do it without me. Maybe monkeypox will be a thing.
All right. Gary never saw that, huh?
And see.
Oh, I had actually.
Oh, Emmy never saw it.
That was great.
You know the thing about that and why parody works? That's insane parody. There's nothing inaccurate that's in there.
I know.
That's the scary part.
And by the way, one of the funniest lines in there is, do you know how hard it is to shut down Disneyland? That's right. A really funny, but that was back in that dark hours, that's what used to bother me. It's
I
like,
kept yelling at everyone, why is Disney, why world is Orlando is open?
Yeah.
Why
we Orlando have
another,
open.
We have a random test. It's called another Disneyland.
Yes.
It's in Florida.
Yeah, it was doing fine.
With the Merchant of Death running that state.
And had he opened Disneyland, all those businesses could have thrived around. I kept thinking about all those businesses that were going to die around Disneyland. There are thousands of them. And they could have been sort of put on life support, at least with a little bit of an opening to Disneyland itself.
And by the way, those are the only businesses in Anaheim that are even remotely successful. Everywhere away from Disneyland in Anaheim is a part of Orange County you don't want to be in.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So there you go. All right. So scene. Blinds galore, everybody. Huge Labor Day sale starts this week. 50% off blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, everything. We've worked hard all summer. Reward yourself by upgrading your home with the best custom window coverings available from Blinds Galore. I know we're going to buy some stuff from them like this week. Nothing gets made until you order it. That's right. If you have questions, their expert design team will help you every step of the way. They're online, over the phone, or you can book a free online one-on-one meeting with their virtual designer. You do it from home, take the measurements, customize everything online. They want you to be happy. They've got the skill set and the manpower to help you get exactly what you want. They're family-owned, family-run, done it for over 20 years. The first place to buy custom blinds and shades online. It is blindsgalore.com, right, Gary?
You work hard enough. Blinds Galore makes it easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home. Check out blindsgalore.com during their big Labor Day sale for 50% off before it ends on September 7th. Don't forget to let everyone at Blinds Galore know that we at the Adam and Dr. Drew Show sent you. That's blindsgalore.com.
All right, quick break. Back with your questions right after this. All right, let's see. Let's talk to Greg. 60.
Mijo?
Mijo?
How you doing?
What's going
hey,
on?
Hello.
Yeah,
hey, guys. Hey, talk about, you remember the high guy thing? Did you ever talk about
the high guy bit that Ted Knight did on an album, a comedy album in the 70s?
No.
No.
I don't recall this.
Who?
Look that up.
Who did it?
The guy
Ted Knight from Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, Ted Knight. I thought you said Ted White for some reason. Yeah, Ted Knight. Ted Knight did a high guy bit on a comedy album.
I think it was a comedy album.
In the 70s. It had to be unfunny.
I'm going to say the 70s.
It just had to be unfunny.
It's got to be online.
Yeah. Why? I don't know why.
All right, let's check it out.
You have it?
Are people going to look back at my body of work? Are they going to look at Mascula out and go, ugh, lame, unfunny?
Has to be unfunny. Has to be not
but
funny.
But this has to be unfunny. But why?
I would say it has to be unfunny because, for me, Ted Knight was a comedic actor. He was not a comedian.
Well, all right. Then someone write a really funny premise.
And
I think the lady starred in the Mascula out commercial.
No, fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough. But the kid was, though. The kid's got a great career ahead. But I also was aware of the comedy album world in the 70s. I was like a fan.
Is this audio only? Sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so
here we go.
The comedy album of Ted Knight is going to be opening the thing, the mirror. He's going to be seeing his neighbor on the other side saying,
I'm
hi,
gonna
guy.
Bet, I'm going to get, we're not it's, even going to get that satisfaction.
I'm not sure that it's necessarily, called Hi Guys.
Yeah, it's going to be.
It says it's from a 75.
It's going to be something totally unrelated.
All right, but let's just see if it's funny randomly.
All right. Not funny already.
You stop in a bar for a couple of drinks. You down a lot of juice. Two ladies give you a wink and a wave. You walk into their noose. Because when you ask their names, one says, I'm Percy, this is Bruce. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
All right, pause it for a second. You guys are too young to remember when they go, you go, my name's Bruce.
Yeah.
That just meant you're gay. Like, they go, Bruce. Like, they would use Bruce
as a surrogate for gay.
Like,
placeholder.
And they would also do like, hey, enjoy your time in prison with your roommate, Bubba.
Yeah.
Bubba was big black dude who was going to rape you.
Yeah.
Bruce was gay guy.
Yeah.
And they go, say there, sweetie.
Yep.
I'm Bruce.
Yep.
Like, that was the 70s.
That was 70s being, that was considered high humor.
But you know what I never got? If everyone is doing the Bruce thing, then why are you doing the Bruce thing? That never.
I mean, why does everyone do the same thing?
Yes. Like,
that was the 70s, man. There was all convention, everything.
No, but even now when, like, football coach is like, hey, boys, it's my way or the highway. It's like, come up with your own thing.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
I think more of a value put on actually being creative now. Then, listen, remember, you taught me it's all echoes of vaudeville, which was all repeat.
No one knew what the premise was. I just said blank.
Yeah.
It can't be funny. It's a comedy album, and he was a good size comedic star.
Oh, yeah. Not funny.
Keep going.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys. The girl you're dating is at your pad. You're cozier than lambs. A guy comes splintering right through your door with fists as big as hams. You didn't know the girl was married to a tackle on the Rams.
Hi, guy. How you doing, guy?
See you, guy.
They also played, like, weird 50s music.
You're out there taking an evening stroll to catch your favorite sight. That girl will put your nightgown on, the blinds drawn up at night. You feel a hand on your shoulder and see a flashing light. Hi, guy.
Hi, guy.
He's trying. I got to give it to him for trying. He's trying to make it funny. He's trying to act. But what is the?
I announced it was going to be lame. That's all I said.
And I knew it had
all
nothing
I said
to do.
It was going
to
be unfunny and lame.
And I knew it would have nothing to do with the high guy in the mirror.
I don't know why.
I knew that.
But
too.
God bless.
But hold this for a second. There was a absolute premium put on music that had the sort of everything was that.
It was a little vaudevillian.
A lot
vaudevillian.
And I think the generational piece was infecting. I mean, guys that were from the 20s and 30s were still producing shit in the 60s. They were only 30 years later, man. They were probably in their 20s in vaudeville, and they're your age producing these piece of shit albums. I mean, think about it.
What would you label? Is this less than what I thought? When I said it was going to be lame, It's a comedy. It's a professionally produced comedy album from
the 70s. Not cheap. Not cheap to
produce.
And
it's got a major star in it.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be bad? 70s. Everything was bad.
Everything was bad.
Everything was bad.
Culturally, everything was bad. Yeah. Except film. Film sort of was maybe a little bit of an outlier.
I just watched a Jan Michael Vince and Kris Kristofferson film.
I'm sure it was terrible.
From 1976.
Yeah, it's awful.
I got to show you we'll find the trailer.
Oh, come on.
For the next show. I want to hear the rest of High Guy.
No.
Yes.
It's torture.
When nature calls, you take the easy way. You find a tree, and when you're done, the tree is heard to say, "You just destroyed my camouflage. I'm really a Green Beret."
All right.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm sorry, guys.
That is peed on your leg, guy.
Too bad.
You know what? Also, I'm not sure white guys could be funny back then. I'm not sure that was possible. You know what I mean?
What is that album? Ted Knight Sings the Hits?
Ted Knight and the Poops.
And the Poops? Hysterical.
Is it all a musical album? All right. We'll have to find that out.
Tell you guys why I remember that.
Hi.
Why do you remember it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm between the age of you two guys, so I grew up in the 70s as well. And my dad's name is Bruce, so that used to bug the shit out of me when you would hear that.
Oh, that's so funny. But yeah, Adam is correct, right? It was all the time.
Just default gay
name. Yeah, no, it was. And, you know, just anytime you'd hear it, whatever.
And as a time traveler from that period, you would also agree with us that everything sucked in the 70s. Cars, architecture,
it did. No,
everything.
Architecture, especially.
Oh, television, fucking everything.
Thank you for changing my life, Greg. I now have another song.
Yeah. And guys, I love you. I've been listening to Adam since he was Bertram and Drew since you were doing Sunday Nights for the Poor Man.
Wow. So, Greg. Well, now you moved to Arizona. Smart man.
So the album was called High Guys, and it was a mostly novelty songs.
The album was named. That's the best.
So High Guys, the title track, received some play on the Dr. Demento show.
Okay. I could see Dr. Demento making fun of it.
No, he wasn't making fun of it.
No, he would sort of make fun of stuff. He would sort of, you know what I mean?
No, he wouldn't. He played weird songs.
That's weird. For me, calling it weird. But Ted Knight didn't think it was weird. He thought it was funny.
Well, and so did Dr. Demento. That's why he played it. Find a Vigilante Squad trailer.
What is
Next show. Let me tell you about Concrete.
Oh
man. Creatine. Your body makes about half the creatine it needs. The other half comes from your diet, but most American diets are low in creatine-rich foods. Concrete, patented creatine, HCL, is the favorite creatine of elite, well-informed athletes, the number one bioavailable creatine, and the only microdosing creatine, just one small scoop per 100 pounds. I just put some in my water right here. It has a nice lemony flavor, and you can really feel the energy burst. Creatine is required for functional energy in every cell. Your brain uses about 20% of the creatine in your body. Immune cells need it to protect you. Heart cells need it to pump. Lung cells need it to breathe. So get yourself some Concrete. Drew's into it. I'm into it. You should be into it. It's Concrete. Right, Gary?
Take control of your health, both body and mind. Build a better you with Concrete. Register now at con-crete.com/podcast. That's con-crete.com/podcast for a chance to win a $500 Walmart Visa gift card. Available now online and in store at Walmart. Concrete is truly life-changing and performance-enhancing.
All right. You can go to adamcarolla.com for all the live show dates coming up in Austin and San Diego as well. What do you got, Drew?
DrDrew.com, of course, all the pods there. And as I've said, do not forget this Wednesday show at 3 o'clock with Dr. Kelly. We are interviewing the people that have been silenced one after the other just to see what's going on and what they're thinking.
So until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, hi, guy. Do you own? Do you rent your home? Sure you do. And it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling your policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you have so much to do already around your home. Why not make it easy? Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Saddle up and get ready for Westerns Weeks on Pluto TV, all for free. We're coming in blazing with favorites like True Grit and Once Upon a Time in Mexico. Or immerse yourself in binge-worthy series like Yellowstone and Walker, Texas Ranger. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies, TV shows, and more. The best part? It's free. No credit card, no sign-up, no fees. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.